8 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today, it's our law enforcement update. Sheriff Jason Purrington's with us. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. And yourself?
It's Halloween.
It is. It's that time of year again, isn't it?
Boy, that's for sure. It's going to be a very nice afternoon and evening for trick-or-treaters.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's probably going to be a lot of kids out.
Yeah, you can't really complain about a day like today when it comes to trick-or-treating and to the fact that it might almost be too warm for some kids depending on what type of costume they're wearing.
Yeah,
but
that is
we
right.
will certainly take it because I remember Halloween's where we had a bunch of snow. So
well, and I heard, was it 91?
That's what I was thinking. It was back early 90s. I know I was living in Worthington at the time that we had a Halloween blizzard and got like 8 inches of snow or 10 inches or something like that. I mean, obviously that was a long time ago.
Right.
But so if you look at, you know, look outside today and think back to that, we're pretty good day.
Yep, absolutely.
Pretty good day so far.
But because it is Halloween, that also means there are a lot of little kids out running around. And does your plan change much for Halloween versus any other day?
You know, we just want to make sure we're visible out there. Make sure people are out, see us. Make sure the kids see us. You know, I want to be able to have that relationship too, but we're just not seeing that we're not out there, but we just want to make sure we're very visible, you know, tonight during those trick or treat hours and throughout the night. So
absolutely,
you know, and just a stat, which unfortunately isn't a great stat, but there's twice as many kids killed on Halloween by cars than any other day of the year. So I mean, obviously it's a dangerous day when you look at the stats. Mm. But if you think about why, obviously, a lot of kids running around. So that's why we want to be out there. Want to make sure people that are out there driving around, slow down, take your time, you know.
Those costumes aren't very reflective either.
No, nope. And, you know, and it seems like maybe not so much now, but the older costumes, you know, where they had the plastic mask, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't see anything but probably straight. And there's no real peripheral vision. Those obviously are quite honestly, are dangerous to the fact that, you know, how well kids look anyways when they're trick-or-treating.
Right.
You know, they're just trying to make it to the next house. So, but you don't see those very often anymore. You know, if you see masks, they're probably a little bit more form-fitting masks, but you see a lot more face paint, and which is probably what's recommended, is to stay away from anything covering your face, so to speak, you know, that can obstruct your vision. Go with the face paint and, you know, so.
Be smart.
Be smart about it. You know, and as far as the reflective stuff, you don't see reflective very often.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there are some parents that hand out the glow sticks, you know, or, you know, they'll attach it to
something.
To something on the costume. So when the kids are out running around, you know, because it's, what time does the sun go down now? 5:30?
By 6:30 it is, for sure.
You know, and Halloween goes till 7, 8, depending on what town you're living in. So, you know, those glow sticks certainly are a good idea, or some carry little flashlights, or, you know, so anything reflective or anything that lights up to get the attention of the people driving around is a great idea.
Very good. So we'll have a safe Halloween. What else do we have going on?
So I'll give you the Halloween hours. Wyndham's Halloween hours are 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Storden is 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Jeffers is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mount Lake's 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. In Westbrook, they have a parade at 4:30 in Westbrook, and then immediately after the parade, trick-or-treating starts and goes till 8 p.m.
Okay.
So those are the Halloween hours. You know, when it goes to which houses to go to, you know, the rule of thumb is if the outside light is on, that is your invitation to come knock on the door for some candy. If the outside light is off, obviously that's supposed to be the indication that they're not participating in Halloween and handing out candy. So just make sure you're not going up to the houses that don't have any of the outside lights on or obviously are not participating. When it comes to going from house to house, make sure you stay on the sidewalk. Make sure when we are going to cross the street, because what you're going to see is, you know, they probably will not go to a crosswalk or to a corner. They're going to be in the middle of the block, and they're just going to say, hey, I want to go to
that house.
And yep. They're just, you know, if there's cars parked on the street, got little kids, like I said, it's getting darker. We got to be very, you know, if we're out driving around, we got to make sure we're careful, because those, like I said, kids, they got candy on their mind. They don't have safety, so to speak. So,
well, and like you mentioned, when the trick-or-treat hours all go till 7 or 8 o'clock, there will be trick-or-treaters out after dark.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we just got to make sure we get through the day. We don't want to be the statistic where somebody gets hurt. Like I said, this is usually a pretty, you know, highest percentage of kids killed on, you know, this day compared to any others. So obviously we just want to make sure kids get their candy, you know, and everybody gets home safely without a trip to the ER.
Absolutely.
You know, and as far as adults go, obviously adults like to partake in Halloween as well. So when it comes to adults, you know, just make sure you have a sober cab, you have a sober driver, or you have somebody you can call. You know, obviously we'll be out and about tonight, not only for the trick-or-treaters, but obviously we want to see everybody make it home safely. So if you're going out to the bar or you're going to a house party or whatever you decide to do for Halloween, you know, we just want to make sure everybody gets home safe. So
be
take
smart.
Your time. Be smart. You know, that's sometimes that's tough.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Absolutely.
But we just want to make sure that we get through the night without, you know, anybody getting hurt and everybody making it home safely. Obviously that's the most important thing. So
very good. Anything else we need to talk about today?
No, I think that's pretty much covers it.
Okay.
But
we just want to make sure everybody has a safe Halloween and be smart.
Yep. Enjoy the day. But
very good.
Be smart about it. So
thank Sheriff, you. We appreciate you coming in today.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on 1580 and 103.1.